Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking herd bull selection with Bob Weber in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
K-State beef cattle specialist Dr. Bob Weber gets a lot of questions from cattle producers about what kind of bulls they ought to be buying. And Bob says when he gets that question, he'll usually turn it around, ask some questions of his own to the producer.
I usually put three questions to him, and after those three questions are answered, we can have a pretty nice dialogue about genetic decision. And those three questions come down to one's, how do you sell calves, right? What's your marketing endpoint? Do you sell calves in a traditional sort of weaning endpoint through a local auction mart or on a video, something like that? Or do you background those calves and sell them off as grass cattle in the spring or retain ownership clear to the rail? Depending on what your response is there, it has an influence on kind of what direction of genetics you might go in terms of emphasis on growth and carcass traits. The second question, and one that I think producers are paying a lot more attention to here over the last couple of years with some pretty dramatic changes in input cost, how do you generate replacement females for your herd? Do you purchase those, or are you like about 85% of producers across the country, you raise your own replacement females? If you buy those replacement heifers, the decision for maternal genetics is on the guy that produced those females. You can focus on terminal traits in your bull selection as you move those females into a herd where you sell all the calves. That's a very different selection strategy than building replacement heifers. And then the last piece, question number three, really is to figure out kind of where you're at today. What kind of cows do you have? Do you have predominantly straight British cows, British Continental crossbred cows, British crosses, maybe some Bos Indicus, whatever the case is, trying to figure out a little bit in terms of breed complementarity, what direction we might head as we think about combining optimality in terms of maternal and growth and carcass traits to produce really what I like to call environmentally adapted cows. That strategy really begs the question of how do we start as beef producers thinking about a strategy where we separate the maternal breeding decision from the terminal or the market breeding decision. So we've got ability to get around some of the antagonisms that exist and are really probably as challenging now as they've ever been in terms of finding one bull that does everything we want. That's getting really, really tougher to do by the day. And so I like to at least explore that opportunity for producers that maybe have ability to maybe implement a fixed-time AI program and use AI as the method to build placement heifers by using highly proven maternally-oriented genetics and then focus their natural service selection decisions on terminal trait sires. Or if they're big enough, actually going and buying batteries of bulls that are maternally-focused to build and target replacement female generation and then use another set of maybe the aged cows or middle-aged group cows with some kind of more high-octane, high-growth carcass kind of terminal bulls from the natural side. So thinking about strategies to separate that, because one of the things we've really run into is that, you know, over time we've seen and everybody's heard, well, our cows are bigger today than they were 20 years ago. And the thing we sometimes forget is that they're a lot bigger than they were 20 years ago. And that has consequence in terms of nutrient requirement and cost and stocking density. And so there's a lot of discussion going on about how do I make cows that are maybe a little less sensitive to supplemental feed requirements, do a better job just existing on grazed forage resources. And for many of us, that means moderating mature cow weight some, maybe going back to the 12 to 1300 pound cows instead of the 14 to 1500 pound cows. And in many cases, it probably means taking our foot off the gas pedal in terms of milk EPD or lactation potential. That's another trait that we've maybe swung the pendulum as far as we need to go, maybe a little too far in some cases, because that's a trait that has a lot of nutrient demand at a time when, for many of our producers, forage quality is going down. And that puts those cows in sort of a nutrient compromised position if we aren't really aggressive in terms of supplementation. And as I mentioned earlier, for many of us, our decisions to try and do less supplemental feeding than more. And so maybe adjusting that strategy a little bit in terms of milk EPD selection will help us sort of back off on some of those supplemental feed stuffs that are required.
Extension beef cattle specialist Dr. Bob Weber and just some of the considerations that he looks at when he starts trying to help a producer figure out which bull is the right bull. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, your next superior chance to buy cattle coming up this Friday, December 2nd on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the start time for 24,000 head to be sold, including 4,200 yearling steers, 2,500 yearling heifers, over 15,000 weaned calves. For more information about this week's offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.